This episode of Sid's Sports Session, we'll be discussing history in the making at the NBA Finals in Orlando. LeBron James is chasing his fourth ring, the king that is, and he'll be facing a young, hungry, with some vets also, Miami Heat, and they're on fire. Jimmy, he's chasing that first ring. He's bounced around for a few years. LeBron James has took his new team back to the championship land and the promised land of the NBA Finals. The Lake Show is looking like the Lake Show. LeBron is on fire. You've seen the way he closed out the last series against Denver. He was dominant, and I expect that to continue. Anthony Davis, I think he will average 25 and 10. LeBron will probably average a triple-double. He'll probably have 25, 10, and 10 in this series. I think this one is going to be very important for Anthony Davis to establish his ground and his dominance in the game that we call basketball. He has the mid-range, the long-range, and he can be dominant under the rim. Now, why do I say Anthony Davis has to be dominant? It's simple. When he's dominant, it opens the floor for other people to get their shots. They have at least 4 to 5 good three-point shooters on the Lakers. Half of them are on the bench, half of them are starters. If the Lakers get hot, I can easily see this being done in 5. But realistically, I do think it will go 6 games. And of course, I have the Lakers winning. I just think they'll be a little too much for this Miami Heat team. I do think Miami will give a tough fight. I think they'll be very aggressive. There may be a few altercations on the court. I can see this being very, very aggressive series. You're back with Sid Sports Session. It's your boy Sid, and like I said, the NBA Finals are here. It's literally an hour away. This is live recording, by the way, episode 17, NBA Finals. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many more, of course. You can follow me on Twitter at ODSid. But yeah, like I was saying, the NBA Finals are literally an hour away. And I'm, you know, about to prepare a nice steak and some beverages for me and my lady. And we're going to enjoy game one of the NBA Finals. And I'll probably enjoy the rest of it by myself, of course, because she doesn't like it. But anyways, it's going to be exciting action. I do see a lot of big plays coming from the Lakers, a lot of alley-oops, a lot of three-point shots. And I do think Miami will stand their ground. They have a nice young nucleus, have Tyler Hero, and a couple other three-point shooters with Jimmy Butler, and then a couple vets, a couple sneaky vets that are coming off the bench like Iggy and, you know. But the Lakers do have a nice bench also. We really haven't seen much of J.R. Smith. I still think he can be a nice three-point shooter when they need him to. Deion Waiters, of course, I don't know what's wrong with him. He's been in street clothes for the last couple games or last couple weeks. But I would like to see everybody be able to play and contribute to the championship. And of course, LeBron is going to have to carry a lot of the load. We see it every finals that he's been in, whether he won it or lost it. Speaking of the finals he's been in, it's very interesting that he's going against his old team, the Miami Heat. If the Corona wasn't around, of course, he would literally be in Miami playing them. But unfortunately, he's in Orlando in the bubble, and there's no fans. But this series would be really more interesting if they were actually playing games in Miami. So there you have it. Episode 17. NBA Finals. Who is Sid picking to win? And why? I have King James and the Lakers in 6. 4-2. They will beat the Miami Heat. They'll probably win game 1, lose game 2, and then win 2 straight. I don't know why, but for some reason LeBron James's teams like to be down and they like to come back and win series. Sometimes he just blows people out and sweep them, but this won't be a sweep. So for anybody that think it'll be 4-0, that's not going to happen. Miami will win at least 2 games. I wouldn't be surprised if Miami pulled it off and won in 7. I hope the Lakers don't allow this series to go to 7. Episode 17, NBA Finals, Sid's Sports Session. All things NBA Finals. Normally, we would see a lot of celebrities and hot chicks and, you know, chasing the NBA ballers that are in town and the celebrities that are in town. The games would have been in Miami and Los Angeles. You know the last time they had an NBA Finals in Los Angeles? The late, great Kobe Bryant was winning his 2nd championship back-to-back. It was his 5th ring, actually, but, you know, back-to-back. The two-peat that he had with Paul Gasol and Lamar Odom and, you know, Derek Fisher. But I am definitely happy for the Lakers franchise to see them back at the top of the NBA. This is episode 17, NBA Finals. You've been tuned in to Sid's Sports Session.